Welcome everyone. This is the YOLO Radio designed just for you. I'm Mia White.
And I'm Anna Steyl.
There's a very interesting topic today for parents and grandparents of young adults and teens: bullying and cyberbullying.
We are going to discuss how to keep our teens safe at school and on the internet, and how teens can use it in safe and smart ways. Before we get into talking with our psychologist, Michael Rogers, who is with us, we'd like to listen to our first guest. He used to be bullied when he was a child, and today he is a director of the association Youth Needs Help. Good afternoon, Mr. Brian Kitsch, and thank you to be with us to talk about this serious issue.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Well, you've been through a difficult time when you were younger, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I used to be called names and beaten up because I was overweight. No one really wanted to be my friend.
How did you live that?
Well, at first, I used to think that I kind of deserved to be treated like that because of my weight. I used to smile when they called me fat or porky. But when they repeatedly started to kick me after school, it was difficult, you know. They stared at me as if I was a beast just because I didn't look like them. When I went home, I used to walk with my head down. I felt so humiliated and so ashamed that I couldn't talk about it to my mom. I didn't let her know about my feelings.
How did you overcome all this harassment?
Actually, one day, I met the right person who has changed my life. I was reading a book at the library when someone told me that she loved it. Your friendship has simply started like this.
How did you react?
I was surprised, you know. It was the first time that a person was asking me about my hobbies and wasn't judging me because of my physical appearance. He protected me and supported me. Today, he is my best friend. At that time, I started to feel more self-confident as I realized that people could be interested in what I do or love.
And today, you are yourself helping the victims of bullying. Thank you very much, Mr. Kitsch, for telling us your touching story.
Our reporters, Rita and Sarah, have met the pupils of Henri Ballon School in Malakoff and have asked them how they feel about this topic.
What does bullying mean for you?
The bullying is for me when one person or many people forces somebody to do what he doesn't want to.
I think it's when you say very nasty words and when call people name regularly.
Well, bullying, it's when you offend someone physically or morally.
For me, bullying is doing the same action repeatedly, such as insult someone, spreading rumors on social networks or mobile, or hit him.
I don't think that being rude to someone is bullying, because with my friend, it's not serious. It's just fun.
Have you ever experienced it?
Yes, I suffered from name-calling, and I was bullied on my way home. And today, when I think of it, I still feel sad and angry. I feel stronger, and Cindy, my best friend, has helped me.
Yes, I have. I've supported her and given her advice, like ignoring and defending herself, or telling her parents, stuff like that, you know.
Have you witnessed form of bullying?
Yes, my friend was bullied in primary school. She was persecuted morally and there were many clamor over her.
I've seen bullying before. A friend of mine outgoing pressures someone in the class, saying stuff like, "Don't cry, big whale," or "Please don't in my book." The person was a little bit pump.
In your opinion, what's the impact on teens' behavior?
Oh, it's obvious. The reaction of the victim can be horrible, like committing suicide or stay lonely.
I agree with Cindy. The victim can also fall into depression and retract of social life.
It depends on the type of bullying. If the person is okay with that, it won't have any impact. The person will not turn mad.
No, I disagree with you. Because you never know about a person's real feeling.
A victim of bullying may stay alone and thrive school. It's very dangerous because they don't have social life anymore.
Stay tuned and listen to Bless Me from Sia.
Ouch.
We carry on talking about bullying with our psychologist, Mr. Rogers. Could you react on what we heard so far and tell us what makes kid bullies?
Actually, there are many reasons. It goes from self-image to personal problems bullies may be experiencing in their lives. Some bully because they're jealous about some aspect of their victims. Some believe that bullying may give them more popularity. They think they will be viewed as stronger, and at that moment, they feel good about themselves.
What message will you give to parents?
I want to tell parents to watch their child and detect signs of them being a bully or a victim.
All right, and what are the signs?
Pay attention to your child if he displays intolerance towards others, or if he frequently uses the computer or his mobile. Your child may be cyberbullying when he doesn't want to talk about what he's doing on his computer, or when he immediately closes a window on the computer when you approach.
What about victims of cyberbullying?
It's easier to detect. If your child looks angry, upset, or even depressed after using the computer or his mobile, or if he becomes nervous when he gets an email or text message, well, he may be a victim of cyberbullying. Of course, there are other signs like withdrawing from friends and family and complaining of illness, headaches, stomachache, you know.
What must parents do then?
They have to protect their child and talk about netiquette. Tell them how to behave and communicate politely over the net and mobiles. They must teach their child to never share their password, not even a best friend. Parents should not neglect the parental controlling software.
Do you think that parents should work on that in school?
Yes, definitely. Pupils need to be educated on cyber ethics and the law. If your child is doing cyberbullying, help him to deal with anger. If you are contacted by the school or parent, remain calm and don't become defensive. Make sure you fully understand the problem. If your child is a victim, save any evidence and work with the school. Teach your child to ignore teasing because bullies are less likely to repeat the bullying if they don't get a reaction.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rogers, for your advice.
Thank you for inviting me.
Let's now listen to Mrs. Azaïs, the Arrivalan school principal, who has been interviewed by our reporters Rita and Sarah.
Good morning, Mrs. Azaïs.
Good morning.
Thank you for devoting some of your time to this interview.
It's my pleasure. I thank you and your English teacher, Mrs. Belkier, for asking me to take part in this short interview.
How often do you have to deal with bullying issues in your school?
Well, school bullying is not new, but people didn't used to talk much about this issue. Today, it is a national priority and therefore a focal point for the French Ministry of Education. I can't give you exact figures for this school, but in France, one pupil out of 10 is being bullied at school.
What forms of bullying do the pupils experience the most?
There are different types of bullying. For example, pupils can be hit or kicked in the school playground at break or lunchtime, or they can be given demeaning nicknames. Bullying is prejudice-based. It is closely connected to gender, race, body image, for example, being overweight or the clothes you wear, religion, disability, social class, and school results. But to me, phone bullying and cyberbullying are rather frequent problems. Teenagers use their mobile phones or social networks such as Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and Ask to send insulting or threatening messages or to spread malicious rumors.
You worked in Haribabu School in Bagneux 4 years ago. Could you tell us if there is a difference?
Before working at Collège Henri Vallon, I used to work at Collège Romain Rolland in Bagneux, not Henri Barbus. The school is located in a priority education zone. But before that, I used to work in a rural area in southwestern France. As far as I'm concerned, I think bullying concerns every social class and every sector of society. There is no more bullying in ZEP schools than there is in others.
As the school principal, what steps are you taking to make the school safe and stop bullying?
As the school principal, my objective is, of course, to provide all pupils with a safe and secure learning environment. First, I encourage the pupils who are being bullied to communicate with their parents, their teachers, or with the other members of the school community, such as the CPE, Mrs. Canon-Niquez, the chief educational advisor, or the school nurse, Mrs. Chapoteau, the school social worker, Mrs. Grener, and last but least, the school principal. These pupils must neither keep silent nor try to respond by themselves. The measures taken to make the school safe are discussed during the meetings of the Committee for Health and Citizenship Education, called CESC. These measures are in accordance with the National Education Policy. Well, last December, for example, as part of our partnership with the Malakoff-Vanves Police Station, the local school liaison police officer addressed your 7 pupils with the bullying issue. Bullying is not allowed at Henri Vallon. It is against the school rule and therefore unacceptable. This behavior may be punished under the school policy, le règlement intérieur, but it can also be regarded as a real criminal offense and be punished under the criminal law.
How do you address cyberbullying when it happens at school? What about outside of school?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question. Would you mind repeating?
Yes. How do you address cyberbullying when it happens at school? What about outside of school?
Okay. Well, cyberbullying is addressed the same way as any type of bullying. The families are called and notified, the victims are offered support, and the bullies are punished. They can be excluded for a certain period of time or even permanently. The worst forms of bullying are reported to the local police station and families may be advised to make a complaint.
You know that in the USA, the UK and many other countries, schools actively celebrate the Pink Shirt Day to stand against bullying. Do you think that French schools are involved enough in holding such an event?
Pink Shirt Day is celebrated all around the world and it is recognized by the United Nations. But as I told you at the beginning of this interview, people didn't talk much about bullying in France until recently. To me, bringing community together can definitely help put an end to bullying. I think that even small actions can lead to big changes. Well, actions such as, for instance, rewards for positive behavior at school. Well, Mathilde and Lindsay, why not suggest a meeting of all class representatives at the beginning of the next school year so as to promote tolerance, solidarity, and open-mindedness?
Well, thank you very much, Zadaïs, for answering our questions.
Well, I thank you for this interview.
There is a special number you can call to speak with counselor and psychologist. They can give you advice and answer your question on 0808 070 010. The line is free, anonymous and confidential.
Right now, the news bulletin with Kate.
Good afternoon. Another natural disaster today in Nepal. A major earthquake with a magnitude of 7.3 has struck the eastern part of the country, near Mount Everest, causing about 40 victims and more than 1,000 injured. The quake has struck at 12:35 Nepali time and it was also felt in India and Bangladesh, where 17 people have died. Charities have expressed concern about the fate of thousands more people forced to sleep rough. Prime Minister Suchil Korala calls for courage and patience, and he urges all the volunteers to once again extend their helping hand. It's a girl! The Duchess of Cambridge, Kate Middleton, has given birth to a baby girl at St. Mary Hospital in London on Saturday morning at 8:34 London time. The little princess weighs 3 pounds and 7 ounces. She is fourth in line to the British throne, behind Prince Charles, William, and her big brother George. The royal fans have camped in front of the hospital, looking forward to see the royal baby. People are celebrating this wonderful event with thrill and excitement.
I'm thrilled for them, for the family. I hope she's going to be as beautiful as her mother is.
It's a girl, and it's fantastic because every woman and every little girl loves a princess.
I think it's a historic moment. I might be seeing the future queen of England. So we're all very excited about that.
I think it's just wonderful. It's lovely that generations are going on, and William and Kate are just such an asset to the royal family and Harry as well.
Well, it's kind of surreal to think that royal blood is this close to us at this very moment.
And Britain's Prime Minister, David Cameron, has congratulated the royal family.
Privileges of this job is you get to see this couple up close, and they're a wonderful couple. They're a loving family, brilliant parents, and like the whole of the country, I'm just fingers crossed for a healthy and happy outcome.
After speculation and many bets on the baby's name, Kate and William have named their daughter Charlotte Elizabeth Diana in honor of the Queen and also Prince William's mother. Listen to people's reaction.
Jubilation and excitement that we've got a little Princess Charlotte, because it's a lovely name. I really do think it's very nice. But it's cost myself and my bookmaking colleagues £1 million in payouts to punters in the UK here. But we're paying out with a smile, though, because it's a really beautiful name and we've got a little princess, so we've got to be happy sometimes as Buckies.
I absolutely love it, and it's actually what I thought would be the name. I mean, Charlotte was picked as one of the top names that they predicted, and of course to have Diana as the name is perfect.
William's got the princess he always wanted. Diana wanted a princess in the family. She's got her wish, he's got his. and Diana's been remembered in the process. So it really completes it. They've ticked all the boxes. And the other thing about Charlotte is it's the female of Charles. So they've really done everything.
I'm surprised. I thought it would be Alice. You know, I didn't think they'd be allowed to use Diana, but Charlotte sounds really nice.
I think it's lovely that she has her original name, as in Charlotte, and Elizabeth, obviously, after the Queen, and Diana, obviously, after William's mum. So I think all the names together make a really good for some young princess coming through. It's lovely, and it's lovely to be here today as well.
In France, the founder of the far-right National Party, Jean-Marie Le Pen, has been suspended from the party by his one daughter because of his anti-Semitic and racist remarks over Nazi gas chambers. Mr. Le Pen considers the suspension as a betrayal and a criminal act, and he also urges his daughter Marine to get married, so she will no longer carry his name. Finally, the Cannes Festival will take place from the 13th to the 24th of May at the Palais des Festivals. This year, the Coen brothers will be the presidents of the jury. More than 19 films are competing, and it's a great year for the French cinema as far French films are selected. Justin Kruzel will present a British movie, Macbeth, based on Shakespeare's plays, to compete the Golden Palm. Marion Cotillard will play the role of Lady Macbeth. As for Natalie Portman, she will climb the steps as a director with her very first movie, A Tale of Love and Darkness, selected of the special session. New films from Woody Allen, Paolo Sorrentino, and Pixar will be shown out of competition. You will also see lots of Hollywood stars and the crazed like Cate Blanchett, Emma Stone, or Michael Fassbender. That's all for the news.
Thank you, Kate. Next, the weather forecast with Lisa.
Good afternoon. After some clouds and rain in the morning, there will be a mix of clouds and sun during the afternoon for the most part of the country, except in the middle with a few showers. The temperatures will be mild, 18 degrees Celsius in Paris and Lille, 16 in Lyon, 17 in Nancy and Bordeaux, and 20 in Marseille. For the weekend, the north may get scattered rain on Saturday morning, but the clouds will clear away in the afternoon and the sun will be back. A nice shining weather is expected on Sunday throughout the whole country. The temperature will remain mild in the north and they will be warm and hot in the south, going from 20 degrees Celsius in Montpellier to 27 degrees Celsius in Toulon. So, get your shower out and enjoy your weekend.
Thank you very much for listening to us. See you next week with another topic.